My motto and values from the book, My Life Story Through My Eyes by Pam Park On. My motto is, God's in charge. Below are my value words that I try to live by. One of the reasons why I value words is because I was lost growing up. I was totally clueless. Maybe it was just part of my personality as well. I'm always getting lost, like aimlessly driving. Just remember that this is my story through my eyes and my feelings. I would tell my kids that there is no right or wrong to a feeling. It's what you do with your feeling that makes it right or wrong. Integrity. The concept of integrity first entered my awareness when I was around 6 years old. At the time, I'd been taking piano lessons for about a year, but I must admit, I wasn't particularly fond of practicing. It became a daily responsibility to dedicate 45 minutes to practicing the piano after returning home from school. Occasionally, my mother would sit right beside me, ready with a chopstick to tap my hand whenever I played a wrong note. However, most of the time, she would be out enjoying her bridge games when I arrived home. On one fateful day, lacking the motivation to practice, I played for just a few minutes before deciding to stop. When my mom returned home, she inquired if I indeed practiced the piano. In that moment, I chose to disclose the complete truth and instead replied with a reluctant yes. Little did I know that my mother had taken measures to verify my claim. She had asked a neighborhood child to stop by her house and observe if I was diligently practicing. To my utter embarrassment, the child informed her that I had not been practicing as I should. It was a humbling experience that left an indelible mark on me, prompting a firm resolve never to deceive others in such a manner. Even at such a tender age, I made a conscious decision to uphold integrity as a guiding principle in my life. To this day, if someone breaches my trust by not being truthful, it takes a considerable amount of time and effort for me to regain that trust. Initiative. You know how parents often tell little kids, don't touch that, don't run in the street, don't argue. And as children grow older, the instructions shift to, you need to study, clean your room, be on time, get better grades, and so on. In my case, my mother repeatedly emphasized a different phrase, use your initiative. It was quite a big word for a young child like me. It meant taking the lead in small tasks like washing the dishes, doing homework without being prompted, or tidying my bedroom without being asked. It meant doing what was right without external direction. Deep down, I understand that if I didn't embrace initiative, I wouldn't reach my potential in life. I recognize the importance of this concept, but it wasn't until I became a parent myself that it truly clicked for me. There was a sudden realization of the genuine significance of using initiative when I had my own children. Since then, I've made a conscious effort to go above and beyond what is expected. One of the things I truly appreciate about using initiative is that the more I practice it, the more ideas flow into my mind. Having a mindset of using initiative allows my thoughts to venture into creative territories. I find myself naturally thinking outside the box and constantly seeking ways to improve upon existing methods. Moreover, it brings a profound sense of satisfaction knowing that I've given my best effort. I hope my children and grandchildren use their initiative and strive to lead by example. I want them to understand the powerful of initiative and how it can shape their lives in remarkable ways. Through using initiative, we can unlock our potential, ignite our creativity, and experience the fulfillment that comes from going the extra mile. Belief. Belief holds profound influence in our lives, shaping our actions and shaping our destinies. In my own journey, I once harbored fear and doubt, doubting the realization of my own desires. I hesitated to envision the future, fearing disappointment. It reminds me of the parable where one person hid their talent, afraid of losing it. Though I achieved many things outwardly, deep inside, I lacked belief in my potential. Looking back, it seems foolish, considering the remarkable opportunities I received, like a full scholarship to UCD, University of California, Davis. Belief, whether in ourselves or in our dreams, determines our actions and their outcomes. In my life, belief takes another form, faith in a higher power. Meaningful personal miracles have reinforced my belief in Heavenly Father Jesus Christ. On such instances, occurred when I felt a spiritual prompting that I would marry Yeye despite our differences. Through the ups and downs, our strengths intertwined like yin and yang, making us whole. I owe my gratitude to Heavenly Father for guiding me towards this union. Without that spiritual guidance, I might have not taken the leap. Belief in others and in a higher power carries immense power. It shapes our decisions, our responses to challenges, and unlocks the miracles that unfold when we trust in our own potential and in the guidance from above. Embracing belief empowers us to realize the true capabilities and embrace the transformative journey that lies ahead. Thoughtful. The Park family, deeply rooted in Korean culture, traces its values of thoughtfulness, generosity, and compassion back to the revered founder of the Shilla kingdom, Pak Hyung Gyose. According to the throne and ascending to the throne at the age of 12, King Hayuk Gyose exhibited remarkable compassion, establishing one of Korea's most powerful kingdoms. The Silla kingdom, spanning 57 BC to 935 CE, played a key role in Korean unification during the Third Kingdom's era, excelling in politics, art, culture, Buddhism, and international relations. While historical records about King king are scarce, passages in the Samguk Sagi from 1145 highlight his insightful achievements and character. Notably, he respected even enemies, showcasing magnanimity. Another instance emphasized his integrity as he declined in invading mourning neighbor. Reflecting on the king's thoughtfulness, Garba Park shares a similar quality. He observes, listens, and takes thoughtful actions, evident in our home's collections from his considerate gesture. Even after relocating, Garba Park continued his thoughtful acts, symbolized by Darby China pieces holding sentimental value. This enduring value of thoughtfulness spanning over 2,000 years remains an integral part of the Park family's heritage, reflecting an enduring legacy of empathy, generosity, and consideration. Grit. Successfully navigating through life demands a considerable amount of grit. The reality is that we are destined to encounter diverse situations and problems throughout our journey, be they external, such as prejudice, school competition, or challenges related to our health, relationships, finances, or even our own idiosyncrasies. It's not uncommon for these factors to leave us feeling disheartened. This is why I hold the concept of grit in such high regard. Grit embodies courage, the steadfast determination to persevere despite facing adversity. It's a tenacity that confronts challenges head-on, refuses to be deterred by setbacks. Grit stands a testament to the strength of character and the resilience required to overcome the hurdles that life presents to us. Grateful. It's intriguing how the word grateful didn't enter my vocabulary until I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My exploration into the teachings of the Church occurred during my brother's mission to Korea. Together, we embarked on a journey reading the Book of Mormon while exchanging letters that shared scriptural passages and our reflections. While my brother expressed gratitude for his mission and his relationship with Jesus, what resonated most deeply with me was his gratitude for having me as his sister, a concept that felt unfamiliar at the time. Reflecting upon my upbringing, it's peculiar that I don't recall feeling grateful back then. However, today, I find myself profoundly thankful for my life. I appreciate the fact that my parents encouraged me to acquire various skills such as swimming, sewing, playing the piano, tennis, studying, and camping, among others. Gratitude extends to both the remarkable moments and challenging times I faced. It was during these difficult moments that I learned more about myself, my aspirations, and most importantly, how I wanted to treat others. The practice of being grateful fills my inner self with happiness. Family. There is no higher priority in my life than my family, consisting of all 21 of us. Our unique family, with its composition of 12 grandkids, forms a chemical concoction of pure brilliance, 3 hydrogens and 9 nitrogens, intertwined with the essential carbons and heliums of the adults. Together, I like to feel we generate an explosive force that surpasses all expectations, sparking boundless joy and love. End chapter.